time here. Albert Lea taking on Austin tonight. And here at halftime, we're going to talk about the Albert Lea boys and girls cross country team. They had their conference meet yesterday, and of course, the big one right around the corner, the section meet. Co-head coach of the Albert Lea cross country team, Jim Haney, joins us. And Jim, a good evening. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Jim, let's jump right into it. Yesterday, Big Nine conference meet over at Owatonna, and let's start with the girls team. A full team. Your team took a 12th place out of 12 teams. Let's talk about the competition, because a lot of the Big Nine schools are going to race in a class higher when it comes to the section tournament, and obviously some good competition for the girls to go against yesterday.
Oh, absolutely, and we're really proud of what the girls did. We're running some very young girls, 7th grade girls, their first, second kind of race that's 5,000 meters, and they handled it very, very well. I know that we took 12th place, but we were much more competitive than we've been in many, many years, and we have a very bright future there. Some girls that I think want to put the time in the summer, do a little weightlifting, and I really see that the girls' program is going to start taking off.
Talk about how the course ran yesterday. Was it faster times for runners? Again, it was colder temperatures. There was some wind. How were times affected by the weather yesterday?
We ran a little bit slower than we did about 2 weeks ago when we were at Brooktree Golf Course. I think the wind had a little bit to do with it, and a little bit cold. It was about 35, 36 degrees when the varsity races took off. So, you know, that's some adjustment to get used to that. But for the most part, it's not a substantial type thing. We were, maybe 10, 15 seconds off some of our best times about 2 weeks ago.
Now, Jim, let's talk about the boys team. Again, 12 teams competing on the boys' side at the Big Nine Conference meet. Your team takes 5th place. A great job by the boys. Again, the Big Nine Conference, the Rochester schools, Mankato schools, Owatonna, you name it. A lot of good competition in the Big Nine. Your team with a 5th place finish. I'm assuming you're very happy with how the boys did.
Oh, we're ecstatic as a coaching staff. We thought we could go anywhere from 2nd to 8th, and we came in 5th. We were very competitive at all our spots. Some of our kids did have their personal best times, so we're really happy about what happened there. One team in our section finished ahead of us, and that was the Winona Windhawks, and they ran a great race. We got to give them credit. They just ran very, very well. But that doesn't mean we're going to be scared off when we run against them at the section and so forth. But we beat the rest of the section teams that are in the Big Nine, so we're very happy about that.
Yeah, Winona ended up taking a 2nd place. Mankato East won the meet. Owatonna 3rd, Rochester Mayo 4th, your team in 5th place. And before we talk about the section meet, let's talk about a couple of guys that earned all-conference honors yesterday. Gavin Hankey, a senior, and also Isaiah McGaffey. And let's start with Isaiah. He's a junior, and once a Gavin graduates, someone's going to have to pick up the baton and be that number one runner. And Isaiah McGaffey, he is definitely going to be that guy, I think, for you next year.
He is. His style is not the prettiest, but he works so hard, and he is determined. And what I tell him is that I would go anywhere with him because I trust him so much. He just works so darn hard, and it's just fun to watch him do what he does best, which is track people down. You didn't get to see the race yesterday, but he was probably in 23rd, 24th place when, with about 200 meters to go, and he tracked down 6 kids to get in 16th place. So a tremendous runner. He's going to take the leadership role next year, and we're really proud that he's part of our program.
Again, Isaiah All-Conference. Talk about, again, Gavin Hankey, who's been leading the program for years now. He took a 10th place. Another All-Conference honor for Gavin. Obviously, he's got his sights set on defending his section title coming up here shortly. Talk about another great run by a guy that's been leading the program for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to see him go next year. We're really proud of him. He's done so much to help promote the program. His leadership skills are phenomenal. And he's also a great kid and a great runner. And, you know, this is well-deserved that he's all conference. And we hope that he can repeat his section champion next week. He's going to have a little bit of competition, so that's going to be fun to see how he reacts to that. There's a young man from Casson that he ran against in track that's really a good runner.
Jim Haney, co-head coach of the Albert Lea boys and girls cross-country team, joining us here on the halftime show from Austin. And Jim, give us the date, give us the location, so we're ready to go for the Ascension meet next week.
Yeah, we're all set. So it's Thursday, October 27th. We're going to start at 2 p.m. at Bancroft Bay Park. So it'll be varsity girls first, then 2:40, the varsity boys, and then another 40-minute break, and it'll be JV girls and then JV boys soon after that. So that's what we've been doing all the summer miles for, and we're ready. So we're confident, and let's see what happens.
Absolutely. Now, for those that have not followed our interviews this year, on the boys' side, it's a battle between your team and Winona for the top two spots. 1 and 2 go to state, so Albert Lee trying to punch their ticket to the state tournament for the second straight year. We know your teams are the favorites. Is there any teams that could be nipping at your heels, maybe in the 3 or 4 spot, that might have a chance to knock off one of the two teams, like we mentioned, that are favored?
Well, I hope not, but let's Stuartville had a real nice conference meet yesterday, I guess it was, and then Austin has had some real nice runners that could cause us a little bit of problems. But if we run the way we've trained, we should do very, very well at the section meet, and our goal has always been to make the state and to win the section meet, and we're going to have to run our best race to do that because Winona is running very, very well. So we're hoping to get there. Nothing's ever given to us. You got to take it. So we're ready.
And we want to invite Albert Lee fans out to the cross country meet again. You said coming up on Thursday, so a week from tomorrow, Bancroft Bay Park here in Albert Lee. And I just get out there and cheer on the runners because they feed off the crowd. They feed off the cheering. And, you know, it's Albert Lee's home course. It's a section meet. And the more fans, the more Tiger fans, I believe, will make a difference at that meet.
Well, we've always wanted to have a home meet advantage, and Coach Wayne and I have worked for the past 2 years to get it, and now it's here, and we're excited that Albert Lee can host, and you're absolutely right. I think that the runners do feed off the energy from the crowd, so let's hope that a lot of Albert Lee people come on out, cheer those Tigers on, and let's have a positive result.
And that starts at 2 o'clock, again, a week from Thursday. I might have to look into maybe bringing the show on the road. I think that'd be a good place to do the show from. I'll have to work on that.
Well, please do. I'd love to do an interview right in the middle of the race. So.
You know, I mean, I could probably jump on the golf cart. I heard Margo's a good driver, so I would feel safe broadcasting from the golf cart.
Margo's an excellent driver.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, the Albert Lee of boys and girls cross country team, joining us again. The boys got 5th in the conference yesterday. The girls got 12th. Both teams racing a week from tomorrow, Bancroft Bay Park. And as Jim said, all the fun starts at 2 o'clock. Give us the times again for those planning their schedule for next Thursday.
So the varsity girls are on at 2 o'clock, the varsity boys at 2:40. Then whatever 20 minutes after that would be the JV girls, and then the JV boys will run right after that.
Again, get out there a week from Thursday. Jim Haney, co-head coach of the Tiger Cross Country team, joining us here at halftime. Jim, thank you so much for the time, and good luck next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.